连串，这一连串，我们一直交通一个题目，叫做与主更亲，爱主更深。
We have been in this series to love the Lord more and to be closer to Him.
有一首诗歌写得很好，他就讲到与你更亲，我神。
There's a hymn says, "Nearer, my Lord, me to Thee."
不管我现在对神的关系认识到了什么地步，我都希望跟主能够更亲一点。
No matter how much I know the Lord, I always want to be closer to Him.
这首诗写作的背景是一个姊妹，她在非常艰苦的环境里面她写出来的。
The song was written by a sister who was in her difficulty at that time.
有一次我看到一个报道，他们对几万个基督徒做过调查。
One time I read a report that they had a survey to thousands of Christians.
请他们挑出十个他们最喜欢的诗歌。
That asked them to pick their top 10 hymns.Their favorite hymns.
那这首诗歌与你更亲我神是 number one.
And nearer my God to thee is number one.
那我们早晚有一次会陪弟兄姊妹唱啊，就是与你更亲我神，我想我们都很熟这条歌。
This is we're all very familiar with him, and sometimes we'll sing it.
对，我很建议弟兄姊妹，如果要操练跟主更亲的话，我们一定要学习背一些很好的诗歌。
If we want to practice to be closer to the Lord, we need to memorize some hymns.
就像我们刚才唱的这首诗歌啊， Just a closer walk with you.
Just like the hymn we just sang, just a closer walk with you.
弟兄姊妹，这都是很好的诗歌。
These are all very good hymns.
刚才我们唱的这首诗歌的背景。
And the background for the hymn we just sang.
我很想说最近把它找出来，但是我已经找不到了。我就在印象里面，我记得这个故事。
I couldn't find it on my material, but vaguely I remembered.
讲到有一对年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们感情非常的好。
It talks about a couple, they love each other very much.
结果这位弟兄在他这个最快乐的时候呢，他突然失去了他的妻子，他妻子因病去世了。
And just at their happiest time, he suddenly lost his wife. His wife passed away.
对他来说简直是晴天霹雳，他不能够接受这个残酷的事实。
And he just could not accept this attack, this tragedy.
太阳对他来说不再是那样子明亮。
The sun is no longer bright to him.
田野的花草对他来说不再吸引他。
And the flowers in the field no longer attract him.
他整个人像行尸走肉一样，他活着，但是他心里面失去了一切的喜乐和盼望。
He lost all his hope and joy. He was like a walking dead man.
因为他最心爱的离开他去了。
Because he lost his most beloved.
在这么长痛苦的日子里面。
In those long suffering days.
他连祷告的力量都没有。
He didn't even have strength to pray.
他原来是一个作曲家。
Before he was a composer.
他离开他的钢琴这么长的时间，他根本不敢再走回去弹琴。
He left his piano. He dared not to walk back to it again.
因为他看见钢琴，他心里面就会难过，他就想起他的妻子。
Because the piano reminded him of his wife.
从前他在那里弹，他的姊妹在旁边唱。
He remembered the days that when he was playing the piano, his wife would be singing next to him.
弟兄姊妹知道，有一天当他真的是走投无路，他心中痛苦至极。
Until one day he was at his end.
他就向神祷告
Pray to God.
圣灵感动他，叫他勇敢起来，再回到钢琴旁边去。
So the Holy Spirit encouraged him so that he had the boldness to go back to his piano again.
这么长时间没有碰钢琴的时候，他回去到钢琴的面前，他坐来。
After so long, he went back to his piano.
他突然心中对神有一个这么深的需要和祷告。
All of a sudden, he has this deep need.And then he prayed to God.
他希望能够与主更亲。
He wanted to be closer to God.
他希望主能够陪着他走人生的路。
He hoped that the Lord will accompany him to walk this way.
在副歌结束的时候，他说：“主啊，求你，恳求你。”
So at the end of the frame, he says, "Let it be, O Lord, let it be."
弟兄姊妹，这真是一首不容易写出来的诗歌。
This is so hard to come out of this hymn.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是一个乐意跟我们亲近的神。
You know, our God is so willing to be closer to us.
所以当我们最近一连串在讲这个题目的时候
So when we're in this series of sermons
我一开始我就说我知道这个题目不容易讲
At the beginning I told you this is a very hard message to deliver
但是弟兄姊妹这个题目却太重要了
But yet it is so important
尤其在这个 high tech 这个充满了压力高科技的时代里面
Especially in this high tech age that's full of pressure
人跟人之间的接触跟亲情越来越淡薄
And then the feelings between people are starting to get cold.
我们里面对爱的需要却是这么深这么强。
And yet our need for love is still yet so strong.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定求主帮助我们在这一系列的信息里面。
So may the Lord help us through these messages.
帮助我们真正建立起跟神一个最亲最直接的关系。
Help us to build this direct and dear relationship with Him.
有一次有一个牧师他到海上去度假的时候在游轮上。
One time a pastor went on vacation on the cruise.
他就听到在那个甲板上面有一个年轻人很愤怒地跟他妈妈大声吵架。
And he heard a young person just fighting on the dock with his mom.
他在那里骂说为什么他要来，讲了他爸爸。
He was yelling, why did my dad come?
为什么他要跟我们一同出来参加这个旅行？
Why did he come to travel with us?
他的妈妈在那里拼命跟他的解释。
So his mother was trying to explain to him.
然后底下他就听到这个年轻人接着在那里生气地骂着。
And then the young person started yelling again.
一天到晚在那里打电话，一天到晚在那个房间里面用电脑，他干嘛要跟我们出来度假？
He's always on the phone and he's always on his computer. Why does he need to have a vacation with us?
弟兄姊妹，这个世界大家忙到让大家没有机会在一起。
We were so busy that we hardly have chance to be with other people.
而他们终于这个父亲付了代价，带着全家出去到游轮去度假去了。So
finally, this father paid the price so that they get on a cruise together.
就在这么一个小小的船上，大家跑不开来的。And
then they're confined on this ship; they cannot run away from each other.
他仍然觉得他的父亲离他何等的遥远。But
yet he still feels that his father is so far away from him.
因为他人来了，他心不在这里。Because
he was there, but his heart was not.
所以以前有小孩子跟他的爸爸妈妈求的时候。
So one time a child begged his parents, I hope not just your body comes home, but your heart will also return home. One morning a pastor was having morning devotion with his two daughters. One was 4 years old and the other six.
他成功完的时候他才发现原来他很亏欠他们，因为他们好喜欢跟爸爸妈妈在一起。
Afterwards, he felt he really felt owed them because they desire to be with them so much.
但是他却忙得不得了，教会有这么多的事情让他没有办法分身。He
realized that he's been too busy with church things that he neglected his children.
所以他那天想帮助他两个孩子，纠正他们一点观念。So
that day he wanted to correct his children some concept.
他想给他灌输一点这个quality time的这个观念。He
wanted to teach them the concept of quality time.
他说人跟人相处是重在质，不重在量。So
he says it's more important to have quality than quantity.
这两个四岁六岁小孩子听不懂这是什么。And
you know these four and 6 year olds, they couldn't understand.
所以这个爸爸再稍微解释一下什么叫做quality time, 大家很 enjoy 在一起的时间。
So that the father went on to explain what it is to have quality time when people enjoy each other.
那什么叫做quantity, 只是量多但是值不好的time?
And then what is quantity time when the amount is huge but then the quality is not good?
所以当爸爸讲完的时候就问他两个女儿,
So afterwards he asked his two daughters,
你们喜欢quality time还是quantity time?
So do you like quality time or quantity time?
他说他那些女儿连想都不想就回答他了。
They answer right away without hesitation.
他说当然是 quality time, 要质量好。
Of course quality time.
而且越多越好。
And then the more the merrier.
小孩子就是很单纯，对不对？
They are very simple heart, right?
他就是要很多很多的 quality time.
They want a lot of quality time.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们这个世界里面不容易得到的。
But it is so hard to find this world.
不要说外面，就连我们关起门来自己家里面。 父母亲跟孩子之间，夫妻之间 ，quality time 都何等的少。
Even after we shut the door, there's so few quality time within our home.
弟兄姊妹，但是在这里有一位，他永远渴慕跟我们亲近的。
But here is one who always longs to be closer to.
讲到我们的神。
That is our God.
我们的神居然是一个乐意跟我们亲近的神。
Our God is a God who desires to be near to us.
那个孩子在甲板上愤怒地喊叫，他得不到父亲的 attention 和爱。
The young man yelled on the ship because he could not get his father's love and attention.
弟兄姊妹，如果他有一天可以认识到神的大爱就在他的周围。
But if one day he could realize that the great love of God is just around him.
他随时随地可以来亲近这位乐意亲近他的神。
At any time and any place he can come and draw near to him.
我相信在他的心的深处，在他受伤的里面，他会得到一个深的满足。
I'm sure he will be satisfied deep in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，当我们里面不满足的时候，
when we are dissatisfied in our heart,
我们里面就容易 make noise， 对不对？
Then we will make noise.
你一个瓶子，它如果装得满满的，你敲它不容易响。
A full bottle will not make noise when you hit it.
你空出一点东西敲它的时候，它声音就大一点。
So that if it's only half filled, then it will make some noise.
你如果倒得空空的敲它，它最响。
If you empty it, it will make the greatest noise.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们心灵里面对爱的需要。
If the desire for love in our heart,
我们不能够先解决我们跟神之间直接的关系。
If we do not have a direct relationship with God,
弟兄姊妹，我们里面永远是空的。
Then it's always empty inside.
而如果在我们从亲爱的家人身上或者教会里面得不着的时候，
if we cannot get that satisfaction from our family or from church,
弟兄姊妹，我们里面就会苦上加苦。
Then it will be so painful.
啊，不仅仅弟兄姊妹，你们需要爱。
Not only brothers and sisters need love.
啊，外面有多少没信主的人，他们更需要爱。
There are even more people out there who don't believe in the Lord. They need love too.
我们每一个人都需要。
Everyone needs love.
但是我们的神，他说他就是爱。
So our God says He is love.
他根本愿意把他一切的爱浇灌给我们。
He's willing to pour out all His love to us.
因为他愿意跟我们亲近。
Because He desires to be near to us.
他巴不得跟我们亲近。
Oh, how He desires to be near to us.
所以雅各书第二章 Song of Song 第二章里面告诉我们。
So the Song of Song chapter 2 tells us.
神主在那里说，求你容我得听你的声音。得见你的面貌。
So the Lord says, "Show me your face, let me hear your voice."
主想我们想到一个地步，他来求我们。
He misses us so much that he will beg us.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到神爱我们。
And that is how much he loves.
那我们怎么样子对这个充满了爱而乐意亲近我们的神，我们可以建立起这个关系呢？
So how do we build this relationship with this God who is full of love?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天早上要讲的，我们要来亲近他。
And that is the topic today.That we need to draw near to Him.
没有一个神像我们的神。
There's no other God like ours.
所以为什么在旧约，不管是摩西，不管是谁作诗的时候，有何神像你？
So any psalmist in the Old Testament would say, "There's no other God like you."
一面讲到说你是独一的真神，除你以外没有别的神。
On one hand, we say He is the only God, and there's no other God beside you.
但是就在这个世代来说，有这么多人找错了神，在那里拜他们的神。
But yet in this generation, people have found wrong gods to worship.
所以他们不能够享受神要给人的爱和同在。
So they don't get to enjoy the love and presence that God wants to give us.
我都还记得我很小的时候，在台湾的乡下啊。这个比较偏僻的地方。
I remember when I was little in villages in Taiwan.
常常碰到台湾有一些特别的农历的节气，就看见有一些出来游行的鬼神。
And at festival times, we would see parades with these idols.
他们底下缠着两根高翘，就是那个木头，然后身上穿着长袍。
People would be standing on tall sticks, and then they wear long robes.
戴着高高的帽子，披着长长的头发，然后流出长长的舌头出来。
And then they would have long hair and wear big hats, and then show long tongues.
脸涂的黑黑的。
And then their face would be dark.
我现在回台湾很少碰到这个。
And now I don't see them very much in Taiwan.
我们从小看到那个，我就从来不会想到说我要去抱抱他。
So when I saw them before, when I was little, I never had the desire to hug them.
或者我从来不会想到说要留一张照片在我的桌上，我常常欣赏它。
I never have the desire to keep a picture of them so that I get to admire them.
一看我就不想亲近它。
Soon as I see them, I don't want to get closer to them.
弟兄姊妹，今天人放着这位真实的神不来享受。
But yet today, people neglect the true and real God.
我们到处在找一些其他的寄托。
And we are trying to find substitute anywhere.
那是何等的可惜。
Oh, how pitiful that is.
大概两年多前，台湾不是还迎了那个佛牙回台湾来。
About 2 years ago, people in Taiwan got laid hold of the tooth of Buddha.
这个整个很多政要，还有很多人都到机场去欢迎他。
So many officials and important people went to the airport to welcome that tooth.
用红红的地毯让他下来。
They laid a red carpet.
照片上报道有很多的那些很虔诚的这些佛教信徒，女孩子用长头发披在地上，让那个佛牙经过的时候。
And many very religious girls, they would lay down their long hairs for the tooth to walk by.
他们的心这么样子的兴奋，有一个牙齿来了。
They're so excited that finally a tooth of Buddha came.
过了几个月以后，被人家说那是假牙。
But then after a few months, people say, "Oh, that's a false tooth."
不是金属的假牙，是假的佛牙。
It's not. It didn't really belong to Buddha.
弟兄姊妹， 我们看见别人那样子心中渴慕去遇见一个真正的所谓的他们认为的主宰。
So we see that they have such desire and longing for a master that in their hearts.
但是我们今天从圣经里面，从我们的经历里面，却知道我们所信的神何等的真实。
But yet from the Bible and from our own experiences, we know that our God is the real God.
所以我们需要来知道神是一个乐意亲近我们的神。
So we need to know that he desires to be near us. So that we can live a blessed life.
讲不管我们到哪里去,
no matter where we go,
不管我们碰到怎样的难处,
no matter what kind of circumstances we encounter,
甚至不管我们在人生年龄到哪一个阶层,
no matter what age you are,
我们可以享受人生最深最美的祝福。
We get to enjoy the most beautiful and the deepest blessing of life.
圣经一句话讲出神的心意来。
And then the Bible just tells us God's will.
启示录里面讲说，神说，看啊，我的帐幕在人间。
In Revelation, God says, Behold, my dwelling place is among men.
他要与人同住。
And he will live with them.
我们的神真是一个乐意跟我们亲近的神。
Oh, our God so desires to live with us.
我想我们大家都有朋友。
We all have friends.
大人孩子都有朋友，对不对？
Adults and children, we all have friends, right?
那朋友可能只是点头之交。
Or maybe they're just casual acquaintances.
可能我们是深一点的朋友。
Or maybe we have deeper friendship.
有的朋友你会请他到家里面来吃饭，来做客。
Some friends you will invite them to your house.
那这个已经比一般的朋友更近一层了。
So they're closer to you than casual friends.
那还有一些朋友你会请他来家里面。接待他，让他住个几天。
And there are even some friends who you will invite them to live with you for a few days.
你想想看，你会把你每一个朋友都请到家来住吗？我想你不会随便做这些。
Do you think you will invite all your friends to your house to live? I doubt it.
总是一些特别关系、特别亲的，你会请他。
Only those special ones.
那谁会跟你 lifetime 住在一起？
But who will live with you for the rest of your life?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们精挑细选最深最深的，我们才会，对不对？
It's only the most special one, the chosen one, right?
弟兄姊妹，神居然拣选我们。
But yet God chose us.
他愿意跟我们同住。
He wants to live with us.
弟兄姊妹，这是神爱我们。
And that is His love for us.
这是圣经上从创世纪一直到启示录结束，来贯穿全本圣经的一个中心思想。
From Genesis to Revelation, there's one theme that throughout the Bible.
将来有机会跟弟兄姊妹讲，有好几条线让我们去读圣经。
There are few trend of thoughts in the Bible that we can follow when we
study
the Bible.
一直到启示录，你都可以把这条线拉出来。
From Genesis to Revelation, you can find these trends of thoughts.
其中一条线讲到神乐意跟人同住。
One of them is that God desires to live with man.
从伊甸园就开始。
From the Garden of Eden.
从摩西造会幕就显明。
From the tabernacle that Moses built.
从所罗门造圣殿，我们更清楚。
From the temple that King Solomon built.
而到了神的儿子来到地上的时候，他说他自搭帐幕在人的中间。
Until the Son of God came to the world, he says he establishes his tabernacle among men.
丰丰满满有恩典有真理。
It's full of grace and truth.
神亲自自搭帐幕来到我们的中间。
He himself built his tabernacle among us.
而到启示录结束，而在中间讲到教会的时候。
And then in the middle of the New Testament when it talks about church.
讲到岂不知你们是神的殿吗？
He says,Don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit?
神的灵住在你们里面。
And God's Spirit lives in you.
讲教会的时候也讲到神的同住。
And then when it talks about church, it talks about the dwelling of God.
而到了启示录二十一章讲到新天新地降临的时候。
And then in Revelation chapter 21, when it talks about the new heaven and new earth.
结束在那么伟大的话说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间。
It concludes with this great statement, Behold, the dwelling of God is among men.
弟兄姊妹，我们看不见并不代表它不存在。
The fact that we do not see does not mean that it doesn't exist.
我们感觉不到或经历不到并不代表它不是事实。
If we do not feel it,Or experience it doesn't mean that it's not a fact.
我们的主永远跟我们同在。
Our God is forever with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
不让任何主以外其他的东西替代了他。
So that nothing else but the Lord.
我说过，我们可能追求宗教的情操。
We might be pursuing a religious virtue.
我们可能追求一些恩赐和经历。
We might be pursuing some gifts or spiritual experiences.
我们可能追求很多圣经的知识和道理。
We might be pursuing some knowledge of the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，这些东西都不是不重要。
Oh, these things are not, well, I'm not saying that they're not important.
但他们通通不能跟神自己相比。
But they cannot compare with God Himself. So may the Lord help us. So may every one of us, the one who speaks and the one who listens, will be brought into the reality. To know, to truly know that He's full of love.
他是万福之源, and, he's
the source of all blessings and all goodness.
所以有一首诗歌说到, 他是一切最亲, 我所一切最爱。
So a hymn says He is the one that dearest and the one that I love the most.
人生平常所寻, 就是所追寻的, 人生终究所赖。
And everything that we pursue and everything that we depend.
我们都会背好，我们应该要唱一遍， 好不好？
Do you want to sing that?
他是一切最亲，我所一切最爱。 人生终究所来。弟兄姊妹，这首诗歌也是我从小就会背的诗歌。
I memorized this hymn ever since I was a child.
我好喜欢这首诗歌。
Oh, how I like it.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要把这些诗歌背起来。
Let's memorize these precious hymns.
这是我们随身最大的属灵供应和属灵武器。
And they will become our spiritual supply and also our weapon.
赤手空拳去跟仇敌征战，常常失败的。
It is no wonder that we lose if we fight the enemy with empty hands.
你一无装备要跋涉长途走不下去的。
And that it's impossible to walk a long way without any equipment.
像主的话，像这些很好的诗歌，都是我们随身。 不带重量就可以带着走的。
So the words of God and also the hymnaries that we can carry everywhere we go.
随时拿出来用。
And we can use them anytime.
随时拿出来享受。
And we can enjoy them anytime.
随时拿出来就把我们带回到跟神那个直接的交通。
And they will lead us into direct fellowship with God at any time.
弟兄姊妹，神真的是我们这一生最甜最深的福分。
You know, God is indeed our sweetest and our deepest blessing.
大卫说：“你们要尝一尝主恩的滋味，就知道他的美善。”
So David says, "Try taste the Lord and know He's good."
中文多加了几个字，他英文就是：“你们要尝一尝主。”
So to taste the Lord and you will know that He's good.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天讲亲近神，就是要帮助我们怎么样子更多的来亲近他，享受他。
So when we talk about drawing near to God, we really want to draw near to God so we can further enjoy Him.
有一次在洛杉矶一个交通见证聚会里面，
In a testimony meeting in Los Angeles one time,
一个年长的弟兄起来讲到主的爱，主的恩典何等的甘甜。
An elderly brother stood up and talked about how sweet is the love of God.
他讲到一半停了一下，咽了一大口口水。
And then in the middle of his speech, he stopped and then he swallowed.
弟兄姊妹，他觉得主真是这么sweet，讲到他不知不觉的，他要咽一下口水才行。
It seems that he could taste the Lord that he had to swallow it.
弟兄姊妹，听着觉得好像很可爱，但是其实真是一个很美的一个单纯的生命。
Yeah, he's very lovable, and then we can see his simple heart.
他你讲到主的爱都讲得这么甘甜。
Because when he talked about the love of God, it seems like he could taste the sweetness.
你也许跟我讲那个 台湾的芒果干多好吃，酸酸甜甜，我可能要咽个口水。
Well, if you talk about the mango in Taiwan, I will probably swallow.
你跟我讲主的爱，我会被你讲到要咽口水。弟兄姊妹，这需要本事。
But then it's very hard if you talk about the love of God and have the same effect.
诗篇73篇28节告诉我们，我亲近神是与我有益的。
Psalm 73 verse 28 says, "But as for me, it is good to be near God."
我相信我们在地上往前去的时候，
I believe that as we walk on this journey,
我们希望我们能够得到一切美善，
we want to get everything that is good.
我们希望得到一切好的，
we want to get everything that is good.
就连我们在带孩子的时候，
even when we bring up children,
我们都希望我们的孩子能够得到最好。
We want our children to receive the best.
有些只是在外面给他最好的。
Sometimes we give them material things.
但是很多的父母重视孩子的个性，他的性格，愿意他也得到好的性格。
And then also many parents, they also They also care about their children to have good characters.
所以他们不是放纵孩子，任凭孩子。
So they will not indulge their children.
想尽方法要在孩子的身上能够塑造出一些美好的性格。
They try all means to mold some good characters in their children.
我前一阵子读到一个我很喜欢的一位牧师，他写的一本书里面讲到一个故事。
Recently, I read a story by a pastor whom I admire.
中文是叫龙梅尔，他是 Pastor Ron Mayer.
It's by Pastor Ron Mayer.
他讲到说他的孩子小的时候。
He talked about when his children were young.
那是很多年很多年以前的事。
That was many many years ago.
那小孩子那时候都盼望有一个三轮的小车子啊。
At that time, all children long for tricycle.
而且呢，那种车子那个时候是有电的，上面还会闪光。 发亮的,
and then they have batteries, so that they wish the light will shine, and then all kids love it. Just like nowadays, kids want to have a scooter.
但是现在的父母比较有钱，要就买了，对不对？从前还不容易，要就有的。
But nowadays, parents are more better well off, so then they can provide, but not at that time, not way back.
所以有一天呢，他的生日快到了，小孩子的生日快到了。So
one day when the birthday was approaching.
所以爸爸妈妈两个在家里面讲好了。So
the parents had agreed.
因为他很乖，今年生日决定送他一台。Because
he's been good that he will get a tricycle this birthday.
但是他们两个人又深爱他的孩子。But
then because they love the kids so much.
所以他们两个中间就有一个小小的秘密。So
they have this secret among the parents.
所以那天他们就带着这个小孩子到偷鸭，whatever去了。So
that day the parents brought the child to the toy store.
然后呢？ 带那个小孩就看到那个东西,
and then the child saw the
他就可以看见那个小孩眼睛整个亮起来,
and you can see the beam of light in the child's eyes.
然后他们就问他说, 你觉得那辆车怎么样? How do you feel? How do you think?
So the parents asked, what do you think about this tricycle?
哇，那个小孩子眼睛不懂，就看着他爸爸妈妈，好高兴。
So the child was so happy.
他说你要不要去试试看这个小车子好不好用?
So the parents said, do you want to try that out?
哦，他一得到 permission， 高兴的跳上去，唰，就在里面绕来绕去了。And
then so he quickly jumped on the tricycle and then started riding around.
兴奋的不得了，然后回来了。He
was so excited.
然后两个眼睛看着他爸妈。
And then he looked at his parents.
他爸妈说你觉得这个车好不好？
So his parents asked, do you think it's a good one?
那孩子说太好了，太好了。
Oh yes, too good.
但是因为爸妈什么话都没讲，他也不敢。
But because the parents didn't say anything, so he dared not to be too excited.
然后底下他爸爸突然问他,
so his father asked him,
他说你觉得你主日学班上的Roger, 他会不会喜欢这辆车?
Do you think the boy Roger in your Sunday school class, do you think he would like it?
你看到那个小孩子的脸一下子整个失望了。
So you can see the disappointment expression in his face.
然后爸爸接着说, 这个 Roger 的爸爸妈妈最近刚刚离婚了，他很不快乐，他什么都没有。你觉得他有这辆车，他一定会很高兴吗？
So the father continued because recently the parents of Roger's parents got divorced, so he's not being very happy. Do you think he would be happy if we give him this tricycle?
这个小孩子心里面一面满脸难过，但是一面说呀，他会发疯了，他要高兴死了。
So the child, you know, with the disappointment on his face, he says, yeah, he will go crazy for that.
爸爸妈妈说好，那我们就买一个送他。So
the parents said, okay, we'll buy one for Roger.
所以他们就付钱买了一个，就上车走了。So
they just pay for one.
那小孩子那天坐在车子后座就安安静静的。And
then the child was very silent, very quiet.
他到手的肥肉怎么一下子飞掉了呢？
Something he seems like he already got it and it's gone.
但是他也没闹，这是这孩子还不错的地方。
But the child was good, he did not throw a temper tantrum.
这是他父母一直希望从孩子身上得到的。
And that's the character that his parents want to build on.
你怎么样子能够不自私？
How that you will not be selfish.
你怎么样子能够不嫉妒别人得到你想要得到的？
And you will not be jealous of what other people has got.
怎么样能够学习不嫉妒你所爱的去爱别人？
And how you will not be jealous that the loved one will love others.
那第二天早晨,
the next morning,
他的妈妈又跑回到店里面再帮他买了一个回来。
The mother went to the toy store and bought another one for him.
就当这个东西再拿给他的时候,
so when this gift was presented to him,
孩子真是兴奋地抱着他们亲了。
The child was so excited he hugged his parents and kissed them.
因为我读这个故事我蛮感动的。
I was really touched when I read the story.
因为这个父母是真的爱他的孩子。
Because these parents really love their child.
他不是说孩子坐在地上踢啊叫啊，我要那个他就给他买了。
They do not provide only when the child throws a temper tantrum.
他真的希望他得到最好的益处。
Because they wanted the best for him.
而不是表面的好处。
Not just the superficial benefits.
弟兄姊妹，诗人告诉我们，亲近神与我们是有益的。
The psalmist tells us that as for me, it is good to be near God.
一个做父亲的，他当他给孩子一个礼物的时候，他还精心设计如何让孩子得到最大的祝福。
A good father would, when present a gift, he would even design it so that the child would receive the biggest blessing.
神在我们每一天的生活里面，不知道为我们精心设计了多少好的祝福。
But can we imagine in our daily walk how many things are of his design?
长远的来说，神在我们每一个人的一生里面都有一个极其美好的计划在我们的身上。
In the long term, God has a special purpose for our life.
弟兄姊妹，借着我们亲近神
，through going, drawing near to God，
我们可以得到他为我们所预备一切的恩典和好处。
We can receive all the benefits and grace that He has prepared for us.
当我们心灵受伤，他是我们最好的安慰。
When we are hurt, He's our best comfort.
当我们人生困惑的时候，我们来亲近他，我们得到好牧人的指点。
When we are confused, we will receive guidance from our best shepherd.
当我们碰到困难力不能胜的时候，我们借着亲近他，他大能的膀臂把我们救出来。
When we are in difficulty and we are weak, we come close to him and then he will lift us up with his mighty arm.
当我们碰到试探和诱惑，我们里面一点力量都胜不过去的时候，
When we cannot overcome temptation,
我们借着亲近他，得到那上头来的能力。
Through drawing to him, we receive power from above.
弟兄姊妹，诗人就用这么简单的一句话告诉我们：我亲近神与我是有益的。
So these are all summed up in this statement. But as for me, it is good to be near God.
弟兄姊妹，现在你最盼望得到的是什么
？Now what is the thing that you desire the most now?
最美善的，一切至真、至善、至美的，都在他儿子的里面。
Don't you know that the best and the most beautiful are all in Him?
神本性一切的丰富都在他的里面。
All the fullness of Him is in Him.
我们借着亲近他，而我们得着了这一切。
Through drawing to Him, we receive them all.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当马大、玛利亚在那里这个那个故事里面的时候，我们都很熟，主提醒马大一件事情。
So we all know that in the story of Martha and Mary, that Jesus reminded Martha.
主说不可以少的只有一件。
Jesus says there's only one thing that's needed.
他说玛利亚已经拣选了上好的福分。
And Mary has chosen what's better.
弟兄姊妹，这是最上好的福分。
And that is the best blessing.
这是我们这一生里面，不管我们现在觉不觉得这样。
No matter how much we feel it or agree.
早晚有一天我们会从心里面承认。
Sooner or later, we shall say.
就算不是今生，在你见主的时候，我们都会承认他是最上好的福分。
Even if not in this life, on the day that we see the Lord, we will say that He is the best blessing.
如果主怜悯我们，让我们在今生就体会到，而且也真正的承认他真是最好的福分，弟兄姊妹，我们真是有福。
Blessed are those who can say that He is the best blessing in our lifetime.
所以我想我们知道我们这个人的这一生啊，我们的时间各方面都很有限。
We know that everything about us is very limited, like we have limited time.
我们钱有限。
And we have limited money.
时间有限。
And time is limited.
我们的情感有限。
And our emotions and feelings and compassion are limited.
我们的健康体力各方面都有限。
So are our strength and our health.
而在这个花花的世界里面。
And yet in this world.
而在这么多的要求和责任里面，
With so much demand and responsibility,
我们如何来支配我们的时间、情感、金钱等呢？
How do we manage our time and our compassion and our money?
我们不可能所有的都得到，对不对？
We cannot gain everything.
所以在这里都面临到拣选的问题。
So the problem that we face is our choice.
而我们怎么去拣选呢？
And how do we choose?
我们根据什么来拣选呢？
According to what?
根据我们里面的 priority 高低来拣选。
According to our priority.
你觉得我只有我爸爸妈妈只给了我20块钱。
If your parents only give you $20.
我只有这20块钱可以用。
And you only have $20 to spare.
所以你要买什么东西，你就一定根据这些东西在你心中的重要性来决定。
So when you go shopping, then you will juggle, you will calculate.
我们的时间都很有限。
And our time is limited.
你怎么用你的时间决定根据我们的 priority.
And how we manage our time depends on our priority.
那我的 priority 是根据什么来定的呢？我的优先顺序根据什么定的呢？
But how do we set our priorities?
是根据我的价值观念。
Depends on our value system.
我自己怎么样的去衡量一件事的价值。
How I value things.
弟兄姊妹，在主耶稣讲的这一句话里面，
So in this statement that Jesus said to Martha,
不可以少的只有一件，
Only one thing is needed.
这里讲到 priority,
And that is a priority.
当你在这么多的事情里面只准你做一件事的时候，
If you are only allowed to do one thing among so many,
你会做哪一件事？
Which one would you do?
如果今天在我们临走前，我们马上就要死了，神让我们讲最后一句话，你要讲哪一句话？
If we're just about to die and God only allow us to say one statement, what would you say?
我们里面一定就会有一个 priority 出来。
Then we will have this priority list running in our mind.
主说不可以少的只有一件。
But the Lord says only one thing is needed.
在神的心中，
In God's heart,
这是最高的 priority.
That is the highest priority.
玛利亚已经拣选了上好的福分。
Mary has chosen what is better.
上好的福分讲到价值的观念，
And that is of better value.
到底我们认不认为这是最上好的？
Do we agree that it is better?
如果我们不能够觉得这是最上好的福分，
If we do not agree that it's a better blessing,
弟兄姊妹，我们的 priority 就不会觉得这是不可以少的一件。
Then we will, in our priority list, it will not be a necessary thing.
同样的，我们就不会来拣选这件事情。
Likewise, we will not choose it.
主说不可以少的只有一件，玛利亚已经拣选那上好的福分。
The Lord says only one thing is needed and Mary has chosen what's better.
一句话里面把三个东西都放在里面。
So this statement covers all three things.
玛利亚蒙神怜悯，看见跟神的关系是一个最上好的福分。
Blessed is Mary who sees that this is a better portion.
而当任何事情跟这一件事情冲突的时候，
When anything else conflicts with it,
这是不可以少的。
Onlythat is needed.
重要到像马大要做菜给主吃，让主恢复疲劳，这么重要的事。
Even the thing that's so important like cooking for Jesus,
他都必须放到一边来，
would have to be laid down aside.
因为在这个时候如果起冲突的话，不可以少的只有一件。
Because at this time if anything conflicts with that better portion, only that is needed.
他说玛利亚已经拣选了。
So Jesus says, Mary has chosen.
主说这个是不能被夺去的。
And it will not be taken away from her.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，到底神跟我们的关系是怎样？
So brothers and sisters, how is our relationship with the Lord?
我们实在需要常常在的渴慕，求神帮助我们。
We need to have this longing and then ask God to help us.
愿你吸引我，我就快跑的来跟随你。
May you draw me so that I will run after thee.
让主常常来吸引我们。
May the Lord draw us near.
也让我们常常被提醒来转向他，归向他。
May we be reminded often to return back to him.
所以主说，你们几时亲近我，我就必亲近你们。
And then so the Lord says, draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you.
他从来不改变。
He's never changing.
所以弟兄姊妹，到底这个渴慕从哪里来？
So where does this longing comes from?
到底我们里面享受主的祝福，觉得他是最好的那一位，我怎么可以？进到这样子的境界呢？
So how do I enter into this reality that I get to enjoy His presence?
我们一定需要真正有这样子的经历和体会，对不对？
We need to experience that.
不然对我们是一个道理。
Otherwise, it's just some doctrine.
你说神是最上好的福分，对我来说很空洞。
If you tell me that God is the best blessing to me, it's empty words.
很遥远。
It's very far away from me.
我尝不到。
I cannot taste it.
你再讲，我还是尝不到。
Doesn't matter how much you say, I cannot taste it.
那我们如何能够尝到呢？
But how do we taste it?
有这么一面讲到我们向主有这个祷告。
On one hand, we need to have this prayer.
实在求主更多来吸引我们。
May the Lord draw us more.
他吸引我们，我们就能够快跑来跟他。
Draw us so that we can run after him.
但愿他在各样的聚会、各样的方式里面向我们显现他的美丽来吸引我们。
May he show himself and his beauty in all the meetings.
神不主动做这件事。
Does not do it on his own.
所以决定权在我们手上。
And it's up to us.
我们要向神要。
We need to ask.
如果我们不在乎的话。
If we do not care.
如果我们里面根本不渴慕跟他有一个更深的关系的话。
If we do not long to have a deeper relationship.
他就不容易向我们显现他的美丽。
It will be hard for him to show us his beauty.
所以我们要求神把一个渴慕给我们。
May the Lord give us this longing heart.
让他来吸引我们。
So that he will draw us.
第二件事情就是我们随时学习来归向他。
Secondly, we need to learn to return to him at any time.
所以主说你们几次亲近我，我就必亲近你。
So the Lord says, anytime you draw near to me, I will be near to you.
初读起来觉得神好现实啊。
Yeah, if you just read it, you will feel that somehow he sounds very conditional.
我不亲近他，他就不亲近我了。It's
like he will only be near to me if I draw near to him.
这个年长的师母讲得好，他说神好像一个大磁铁。So
one elder sister says, the Lord is like a big magnet.
他的那个吸力，他的吸引永远在。And
then his power, his force is always there.
我们今天就像一块小铁在这里。And
we're just like a piece of iron.
当我们距离很远的时候。When
we are far away.
或者我们反方向而去的时候,
or we face the opposite direction.
那个吸力在我们的身上没有那么聚集，没有那么明显。
And the magnetic power will not be so real on us.
如果我们的方向是对的,
but if we face the right direction,
我们开始一次一次往前移的时候,
so, and then when we get closer and closer each time,
就像刚才讲的, a closer walk with him,
closer walk with him.
弟兄姊妹，虽然好像外面来说好像 nothing happened 一样
，Outwardly it may not seem anything happened.
你知道，在这个磁铁的里面，那个整个的吸力已经开始出现了。
But yet on this piece of metal, the power is getting stronger and stronger.
越靠近。
The closer it gets.
突然发现两个一下合在一起。And
all of a sudden they are together.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
不要灰心。
Do not get discouraged.
昨天早晨我们读摩恩德利书的时候，他告诉我们。
Yesterday morning, when we read the book by Andrew Murray, he tells us.
我们来到主的面前，要充满了期待，也要会等待。
When we come before the Lord, come with expectation and wait for Him.
我们真是在主的面前，充满了期望，不知道这次相会我要得到什么。
Every time we come before Him, we shall have this expectation. I wonder what will happen this time.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们来亲近神，没有带着期望的话
，But if we do not come with an expectation，
那我们没有得到什么东西回去，那也就是难免的。Then
it's no wonder we don't get anything back.
所以有一节圣经很重要，我们一定要来读。So
there's one Bible verse very important that we
我们请看希伯来书第十章。Let's
turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
19节。 来到神面前，最后一句话讲到要存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，或者来亲近神。So
in verse 19 to 22, therefore brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by new and living way opened for us through the curtain which is His body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and have our bodies washed with pure water.
另外一节是我们今天的背诵经文，以弗所书2章13节，我们就拿程序单来看就好了。And
then another verse is in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13.
我们请一起同声来读，好吗？
Let's read together.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血，已经得亲近了。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血，已经得亲近了。两节圣经都告诉我们，亲近神有一个很重要的根基。So
all these two verses tell us the basis that we can come near God.
我们必须要认识宝血的价值。
We have to know the value of the precious blood of Jesus.
我们不能够离开神的宝血来讲亲近神。
We cannot talk about drawing near to God apart from the blood.
神的宝血说到什么呢？
What does the blood tell us?
说到他的血完全洁净我们。
It says that He totally cleansed us.
他完全宽恕赦免我们一切的罪恶。
He completely forgives.
说到他完全的接纳。
And He completely
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人刚强是比较少，常常比较软弱。Most
of the time we are weak.
所以我们来到神面前的时候，最需要的其实就是宝血。
So when we come before God, the thing that we need the most is His blood.
原谅我说, 就算我们最得胜的时候, 我们来到神的面前, 我们仍然离不开宝血。
Even when we are the most victorious, when we come before God, we still need the blood.
当我们一在血里面经过的时候,
and once we walk through the blood,
当我们在靠着耶稣的血, 来到神面前的时候,
when we come to God through the blood of Jesus,
弟兄姊妹, 神看到的不是, 哎呀, 于宏杰, 你身上, 你看你犯的罪,
so when God sees me, He doesn't see the sins that I committed.
神是看见他的儿子,
but God sees His Son, Jesus Christ.
所以原谅我讲一句话, 当神每一次看见我们在血中来亲近他的时候,
so every time when God sees us in the blood to Him,
神的兴奋和喜乐, 就像看见耶稣, 他的爱子耶稣来亲近他一样。
And the pleasure and the joy and the excitement of God's heart is just as if He saw His Son Jesus.
这叫做伟大的宝血, 弟兄姊妹。
And that is the great blood.
超过我们的感觉和经历,
beyond our experiences and our feelings.
它是一个事实,
that is a fact.
我每一次在血底下来亲近神的时候,
every time I come before God in the blood,
就如同圣洁无瑕疵, 神的儿子来亲近神。
As if I'm Son of God, holy and without blemish. Because I do not come to Him by myself. But through the blood of His beloved Son. So on one hand, the blood tells us that we are completely accepted and forgiven.
不管我们多失败, 弟兄姊妹, 我们都可以来亲近他。
No matter how bad we fail.
而另外一方面,血特别说到那个爱。
On the other hand, the blood tells us His love.
爱最高的表现就是为我们舍命。
The highest expression of love is to die.
爱的表现还不在于给。
Not just to give.
还不在于关心。
Not just to care.
还不在于牺牲自己一些利益。
Not just to sacrifice some benefits.
人为朋友舍命, 没有爱比这个更大。
There's no other love greater than dying for your friend.
爱到自己就是把他命舍。
The utmost love is...